Hello, my name's Ian Forth, and welcome to Sombrero Fallout, where we listen to alternative music through the prism of intriguing themes. Well, I'd already recorded this introduction once, but in fact it turned out I hadn't plugged the microphone in. You find me cloistered inside my domicile in Loudon Road, Melbourne, because a cool change has descended upon the city. Excuse me. Gone are the 35 degree days of last week. Sound great, 35 degree days, if you're shivering in somewhere in England or in Canada or somewhere like that. You can't actually do too much with them, apart from stay inside and watch the geraniums get frazzled. So inside doesn't really affect the quality or the content of the programme, I like to think. And what I thought we would do on this episode was, well, take a step back. It is a commonplace that the Kinks had a greater influence, benign or otherwise, over the bands of Britpop, Oasis, Blur. They sound a bit like the Kinks, some of them more so than others. Even Pulp do at times. But there's many other bands outside of Britpop that were influenced in a positive way by the Kinks, including some of our friends from over the other side of the Atlantic. So we're going to be having a look at that relationship today. Let's have a look. Who are we going to be hearing from? The Auteurs, Temples, Buzzcocks, Fountains of Wayne, Wire, and Yola Tengo. And in time and fashion, we're going to pair off our tracks, so one Kinks track and then a track from a band that was influenced by them, and we're going to start here.
Every day I look at the world. his parents, but in the ordinary underwear. Bob and Jimmy sit in the baby pool with lice in their hair. They have scoliosis from constant slumps and misery. Flat parts on the
Two beautiful tracks in very different ways. First, you heard the classic Kinks single from 67, I think it was. Maybe 67. Waterloo Sunset, What Else? Maybe the best song that's ever been written about London. One of the best songs ever written. Don't need me to tell you that. And then we went into the band Wednesday and their song Quarry from last year from the album Rat Saw God. And I actually saw Wednesday, and the night before I saw MJ Lenderman, essentially the same band. One has MJ Lenderman on lead vocals, and the other has his girlfriend Carla Lee Hartzman on lead vocals, who you heard there. Both gigs were excellent. One was at Estonian House, the other at Howler. Particularly the first night, not only did we get MJ Lenderman at their early peak, they seemed genuinely flattered and delighted that an entire room of people from the other side of the world knew all their lyrics and were shouting along with them, which can be annoying, but had a communal feel to it on this occasion. Not only all of that, I don't think they were going to do an encore, but they came out and they did Neil Young's Powder Finger, which was absolutely magnificent. Great night, two great nights in a row there. And Wednesday, not just channeling the melody from Waterloo Sunset, as they reasonably clearly were, but also the lyrical concerns, the forensic eye for detail of normal people living their everyday lives, one of the great legacies that the Kinks bequeathed. And another legacy is the sense of nostalgia which the Kinks can evoke. and that's been picked up on by a few bands. And here's a duality, which I hope you'll enjoy.
Thank you.
and Sack by Fountains of Wayne and that band have most definitely acknowledged that their breakthrough when they came to write songs was listening to Kinks and realizing that you could write about the small part of the world that you came from and weave a narrative around it, and it could be just as compelling as a mightier theme, as it were. That was from 2003 and the album Welcome Interstate Managers. And before that, you heard from the 1968 album, The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. Rather different, perhaps, than what everybody else was singing about in 1968, the Beatles and the Stones. Do You Remember Walter? Good coupling, indeed. Oh, wait, I was just having a look at some other platform that we're on, and it turns out we are one of the top 3% of podcasts around the world. Isn't that nice? I thought we were around about there, but nice to get the confirmation. So we're in the elite club. By the way, I am cooking up at the moment a new podcast. Would it go into the top 2%? Well, baby steps. We've got to sort it all out first. A few little things I'm just readying. And I'll give you more details. I just want to get you into the mood for a new podcast. Don't worry, Sombrero Fallout roars on like a mighty lion on the Serengeti Plain. Something along those lines. Right, let's have... What have we got here? Oh, yes, there's a... yeah, interesting. This is very much more of a musical connection. Yeah, well, okay, I won't say too much. Just see what you think.
Based on facts, providing me. deciding it was soon there. Square to it, face to it, it was not there.
The 15th by Wire from their 1979 album 154, so called from the number of gigs they'd performed, I do believe. And it seems a little bit of a shame. I always felt that Wire had so many ideas and going sparking off in so many different arty directions that they couldn't quite nail which one they wanted to channel and perhaps be make some sacrifices and be a little bit disciplined about it. And in the end, they split up, but I guess that was the nature of the band. They never made it huge, but they also continue to, they are a legacy band on the sort of more niche indie circuit and can fill out a medium-sized venue, so they're probably not complaining. Perhaps that was the life they wanted all along, but what we wouldn't have given for, you know, a barrage of singles like that assaulting the charts as they hit their stride in the early 80s, we didn't get it. Before that, you heard one of the classic Kinks singles from the late 60s, See My Friends. I felt that those two tracks were connected. There's more synthesizers in the second one, it's true. The lyrical content isn't necessarily the link there, but musically I've always felt that those two songs had a kind of connection between them. Shout out to my friends David and C, to my son Scott, who accompanied me on my gigging last week. And meanwhile, over at the Sydney Meyer Bowl, the vast arena a few miles away, my wife, Tamsin, and my middle child, Alex, were watching the National supported by the Fleet Foxes, or just Fleet Foxes, should I say. Yeah, and on any other night, I would have been with them, but I'm not going to sacrifice the opportunity to see MJ Lenderman. And I'm glad I didn't. I had seen the National a couple of times before. Apparently they were very good. And hats off to Robin Pecknold for his crystalline voice in a live setting. And the National weren't just sad dab music either. Apparently very good. Some of my music club went along to that night and enjoyed it very much. Another coupling. Let's Save Tony Orlando's House from Yo La Tengo, from an album I slightly surprised myself by discovering I hadn't played any tracks from before, because I like it a great deal, and that's And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out from the year 2000, which to me at least had a musical connection with the previous track Days, one of the run of great Kinks tracks from the late 60s. Seem to be saying that rather a lot, but it happens to be true. Shout out to Humie and DL, who hosted our annual Music Club Plus Partners get-together a couple of weeks back. We had a slightly more predictable number one than normal in The Adults Are Talking by the Strokes, but I was very gratified to see there were some more unusual songs, which made its way into the higher climbs of our polled top 30 for the year. Very pleased to see Donnie Darko by Let's Eat Grandma was right up there at number four. Delivery were up high, as were Cable Ties, who I don't think I've played on the show before. That was a very good track. That's a good tradition, as is Sombrero Fallout. As is Friends of Sombrero Fallout, which has been going particularly strong during the last week. Let's see now. Warwick Allen was helped out by friends within the community as he tried to source a book, Save What You Can, by Bleddyn Butcher, all about the Triffids. And the community managed to solve that problem for him, found him an affordable copy, not only that, signed by the author. That's pretty good going. Doug Evans was playing tribute to Carl Wallinger of the Waterboys, who sadly passed on last week. And quite a few other people were very sad to see him go. Steve Hodgkins and Connor Tonra, Gabriel Collins and others. So, and Gabriel Collins has also posted a Small Grey Man by the Minneapolis Uranium Club Band, a track that's particularly caught his eye. Tara Needham, big shout out to her. She has put together the collected songs from her 90s band Mad Planets. It's released on vinyl for the first time ever, a deluxe double LP by Daydream Records in a limited edition of 300. Two ways to reserve your copy: direct from the Mad Planets Bandcamp or direct through Daydream Records. So that will definitely be worth doing. We've had Tara as a guest on the program, and fantastic. Congratulations on the achievement, Tara, and good to see that you've managed to bring about that retrospective. Terrific stuff. Some congratulatory notes from people like Luke Finley and Mark Davis as well, so that was nice to see. And some favourable comments from the last episode, the money episode, from Connor and Stephen Pilling, Jan-Peter Prenger, David Hughes. Wondering whether Simply Red would get a name check. They did not, as we knew they wouldn't. Ian Moore, our spiritual leader, and Steve Amphlett and others. That's all good. We press on with another pairing right now on Sombrero Fallout.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day. You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never.
Yeah. any other, what do I get? I only want a friend who stayed to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm a maker, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone, feeling my heart dead. The interest in the time I tried, so I wish that only happened to me instead. What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get?
Has been argued in certain quarters, and I think successfully, that although they may not have invented heavy metal, as is sometimes said, the Kinks around about 1964 invented power pop with You Really Got Me and All Day and All of the Night, which you heard there, a single from that year. And then power pop was picked up again in the late 70s during the post-punk era, and probably the best, what's the word, expressors, exhibitors of the during the post-punk era were Buzzcocks, and there you heard What Do I Get from about 1978. Oh, by the way, thank you to all my colleagues at Guerrilla Cricket for putting on broadcasting the India versus England series, which England, in the end, the scoreline was 4-1. You might have thought they crashed and burned, but it was a really good series, actually. Those who are interested in cricketing matters. And the last test came from Dharamsala, and so beautiful does it look sitting there snugly at the foot of the Himalayas, also the locality for the Dalai Lama. I think, cracky, before I push off this world, I really must try and get to Dharamsala and maybe even see a cricket match when I get there. It looked absolutely beautiful, as I'm sure would any Himalayan holiday, if I'm able to ever bring that about. I'm going to Sri Lanka later in the year, not coinciding with the cricket, but sometime in November. So that, I'll give a plug to my son's company, Inspiring Vacations, that's taking us around. Not getting a discount, well, actually getting a very small discount, I think, maybe as a friend and relative, but... I did a trip around Switzerland, courtesy of Inspiring Vacations. And when I say courtesy, I paid for it. And that was very good. So here we are. I haven't been paid for that advertised link either. Maybe I should get a little bit more hard-headed and commercial about these things. But I prefer not to think of Sombrero Fallout that way. Okay, next two paired tracks are about setting the record straight and the tablet clean and starting all over again.
I don't need nobody else. So if I can't have you to myself, set me free. Set me free. Oh, set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free, little girl. You know you can do it if you try.
Set me free, oh, set.
That was the band Temples and their song Certainty from their 2017 album Volcano. That is a band from Kettering, and I'm not sure we've ever played a band from Kettering on the programme before. Indeed, under entertainment, they're the only band on Wikipedia that gets mentioned as the entertainment coming from a band from Kettering. Although James Acaster and Hugh Dennis, the comedians, may both come from Kettering. Horace Panter, bass player for the Specials, came from Kettering. And under miscellaneous, the Chief Inspector of Air Accidents in charge of the New Zealand Office of Air Accidents Investigations, it says here, Ron Chippendale. He's an old Ketteringian. As is the lichenologist, Jack Launden, Edward Nettleship, ophthalmologist, Samuel Perkins Pick, famous architect, relatively famous, and John Trivett Nettleship, artist known as the painter of animals, and in particular lions. So that's, there's more. See if there's any photos. Sean Deitch, the manager, he came from Kettering. That feels about right, doesn't it? As does J.L. Carr. I'm sure I've read a couple of his books. That's Kettering. Bracketed together with Coventry in a famous Monty Python sketch. Now, the next two tracks are similar, and indeed so similar, they share the same name.
Baby, you don't know what you're saying, because you're a victim of bright city lights, but your mind is not right. You think the world's at your feet, because you're starstruck.
I was all so I moved to the old back lot, where I exercise daily. Starstruck, starstruck over you, starstruck. I'm struck dumb by you, starstruck. I struck out my luck. I was always between a peak time show. I hear you're now married. She was born to be seen, not to be carried. Starstruck, starstruck over you, starstruck. I'm stuck here.
Starstruck times two. First one was from the Village Preservation Society 1968 album from the Kinks, and secondly from the debut album from the Auteurs from 1994, Starstruck. And the album was New Wave. That's right, so it was. We are through to our last two tracks, running a little short on time, so let's get them on the turntable. We'll be right back. There you heard Sunday Sunday by Blur from their album Modern Life is Rubbish from 1993, just as Britpop, I suppose, was beginning to get going, really sort of kicked in all seriousness and gravity the following year, 1994. But you can draw a pretty thick line between the lyrics and the sound of that, and indeed the Park Life album, which came in 1994 from Blur, and the London that you can hear being described by Ray Davies in the preceding song, Autumn Almanac, from the late 1960s. I haven't really talked about the members of the Kinks. Ray Davies and Dave Davies, the brothers, of course. Mick Avery and Pete Quaife filled out the classic lineup of the band. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, I really do appreciate it as we head inexorably downhill towards our 200th episode. That's a couple of years away. So, hold on tight to the sides of the toboggan until then. I think that metaphor has probably run its race now. Run its iditarod. Was that iditarod? No, that's not a... that's one they do over days and days rather than tobogganing down a luge. I'm going to pull out now before there's any more ice talk. Don't know how I ended up there. Thanks again. Hope everyone is well out there. I can't be with you all personally, but take a metaphorical hug from me. I think I'll give Toby a walk at Blackburn Lake, so if you happen to be in the vicinity on Wednesday, 13th March, in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, I happen to bump into you. Think, oh, we just recorded this podcast then. It's unlikely. Bye for now. See you next time.